Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So much going on, Mike, that you would forget when a player with a nagging hamstring injury that you'd want to test out before the game who hadn't played in several weeks. So much on your plate, so much going on that you don't recall having to send a lackey out to try to find George Pickens and make sure that George Pickens was in the stadium or on his way to the stadium to play in that game?
Man, there's so much breaking news too, Pony. Sit down for this one. Steelers.
Is it quarterback news?
No,
save it.
I'll save it for you then. Yes.
They have a quarterback under contract now.
Very exciting times, boys. I can barely contain myself.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. So the story goes here. Mike DeFabo of The Athletic. George missed these games with a hamstring injury. And then the game he comes back for, the one where he's received criticism for not running hard through his route and
criticism from people other than Mike Tomlin, though, who
preventing
did not
the Russell
him.
Wilson interception in the end zone that turned the tide in that game. And then of course what happened afterwards when he goes up to Kelce and Mahomes and wants to make a spectacle of dapping them up on national TV while they were getting congratulations on winning the Christmas game. That he showed up late, so late in fact that the Steelers had to submit the players who were out for that game who were inactive before George was even in the building. Which is problematic when you're trying to ascertain information on whether the guy is going to be ready to go based on his debilitating hamstring injury for several weeks.
Basically also, had to wing it and hope that he was going to be ready.
Yeah, also you'd think with the way Russell Wilson meticulously prepares for and gets ready for every game that, I don't know, play catch with each other and use that time on game day to try to restore some chemistry and rapport that they had before Pickens went out with the injury in stadium before the game.
Nope.
It's a two-pronged problem here. It's Pickens has to obviously take personal accountability for his behavior that here is a guy that is up for a new contract very soon, who has the talent to be a great receiver, but doesn't seem like he has the inner drive and the desire to really be that guy by fluffing off stuff like this and having, I would say, mediocre traits as far as getting himself ready or being ready. And the coach for enabling it, the coach for allowing it. In a situation like this, I get it. It's desperate. They need to win to keep their hopes alive of winning the division.
No accountability,
but
though.
Just
none. There's no consequences, period. End of story. Not only that, on a day where the guy shows up late, reportedly, according to Mike's story, and you have to just wing it on the inactives, when he runs a route that gets criticized or doesn't really run a route, you decide to throw it on the quarterback instead. You're the only prominent person involved with the team who definitively blames the quarterback. The offensive coordinator hints at his annoyance with the wide receiver. The quarterback speaks of basically thinking the receiver was going to go elsewhere on that play. Doesn't crush him, but doesn't absolve him. But you, the chief guy in charge, are the ones saying, nah, I don't really think you're barking up the wrong tree to go after Pickens there. Russ can't throw that ball or whatever.
It's just unprofessional behavior by Pickens across the board. And there doesn't appear to be any checks and balances to it. If you don't do this, this is what's going to happen to you. This is the price you will pay. One time in a game, and that was the Dallas game, that there seem to be some consequences for his pouting and mercurial behavior. And Mike then had to lie about it and say, well, part of sports and football in this day and age is load management, which was a load of BS. Because after that game, his snap count went back to where it was before that game and where it was before this season.
He just could not possibly admit, because I think to him, admitting that he benched the guy because he was pissed off at him would be admitting that some of the critics out there were right, that he needed to discipline him. And then one, I think one time you have actually heard Mike, through his media pulpit, actually call out Pickens and essentially say he needs to grow up, and that happened one time.
It's a microcosm of the way things have unraveled here, the Pickens saga. If they were winning a lot, and this was a subplot to it all, if we were in Philadelphia right now when we were debating whether or not it's appropriate or not for A.J. Brown to read a book on the sideline during a game, and they're winning playoff games by double digits, and they had a 10-game winning streak, that would be one thing. Whether or not that's, you know, a valid discussion and a legitimate thing to be debating and arguing over. Is this the kind of behavior you want from a star player?
Mm-hmm.
They're winning, so it kind of the whole tone of the conversation should be different, because
it's almost flippant in a way, because it doesn't matter, they won and they won going away.
I mean, even in retrospect, like Antonio Brown going on Facebook Live right after the Chiefs playoff win that I was up in arms about and not happy with, because again, it showed a complete lack of respect. Or
you'd kill for those problems today.
Exactly. They were going to the AFC Championship game. I yearn for the days of Todd Haley getting body slammed after a playoff win on a North Shore bar, or Joey Porter trying to beat somebody up on East Carson Street after a playoff win.
Well, that's Andrew Filippone saying that second one. Muller isn't saying
those
that.
Those
are quaint problems.
Those types of melodramas seem to be that those were the halcyon days of Tomlin's like post 2010. Steelers coaching career. Now we've got that BS, and you can't rationalize it with, they always win. Mike has a lot of headaches. There's always a bottle of Advil nearby, but they overcome it somehow, some way.
Like, what's the old classic light beer tagline, great taste, less filling? For them, it's like bad taste, more filling. You're just going to feel awful after you have this one. Like, we're the Steelers. All the things that made this tolerable are now no longer happening, but everything else is worse,
too. And again, I'm going to go back to Rooney on this, where George does routinely, almost weekly, things that give the coach and really the team writ large a black eye. Trying to pick a fight on the last play of the game in Cleveland and not trying to win a game. Putting eye black on that says, always effing open on national TV. Not running the right route, getting in fights with people during games. It's just dropping three balls and then trying to go after fans. How does the owner of the team not put that back on the coach and say, get your guys in line? You keep selling me on the idea that we could be this halfway house for troubled souls, where a guy might have a reputation in college that he's a distraction and he's a diva and he's a lot to deal with, but you can get him in our infrastructure, in our culture, and you can get his head screwed on straight.
When's the last time that worked?
Good question. Or the opposite happens, where a guy like Chase Claypool has a reputation for being a team first guy. Then he sees how the wide receivers who were here before him act and conduct themselves, and he gets like infected with that wide receiver me first disease.
He was on his draft profile about Claypool. Like, it was prominent enough thing that it got mentioned what a high character guy he was for the position. And then he was, I believe, filmed in a parking lot, kicking somebody in a parking lot fight. Not seemingly a favorite of his teammates, and then gone. So, like, now what with George Pickens?
Donnie, what's your reaction to this story?
I just don't know how. Well, first, we got to credit Benzie for completely catching Mike flat-footed.
Oh, man, it's like a punch. It's like, you ever see when Manny Pacquiao got knocked out cold at the bell in one of his big fights?
I don't understand how Mike could be caught flat-footed on this. I don't understand how he didn't.
Do you think that was another good point that you brought up? Like, normally their PR is very on top of things.
Do you think that they briefed him for it and then nobody asked it right off the top and he almost forgot about it?
I don't know.
I think Mike's savvier than that.
Yeah, he's way too good when he's up there that he would like almost wait for that the whole time.
Right. I mean, he clearly sounded like he had no idea. You are right.
And then when he did talk about it, he sounded like an idiot when he answered the question. Like, there is no
That's
possible
a few days
way,
back.
No possible way that a head coach of a football team would not know that one of his best players was not in the building.
He plays dumb on Pickens all the time. He pleads ignorance.
Aditi pointed out by just getting the question and answer in a screen cap. She writes, with most NFL teams, the head of security or operations is responsible for cluing in a head coach if a player isn't in the stadium. One would think someone would notify the head coach as he's filling out his inactives that his wide receiver one isn't in the building, right?
Based on the way the story was discovered, uncovered, and then broken down by DeFabo, it made it absolutely sound like the coach had like sent out like a henchman to find him and get him in the stadium. It just shows a complete lack of and on Pickens' part
professionalism. But
like, yearning to be great. You've been out of the lineup for so long. It's a huge game against the team that everybody in the NFL measures itself up against.
With a captive audience, so if you're going to ball out, then that's the time to do
and
it.
And your ass, I would think I'd want to be there 5 hours before
the game.
I'd be
there
with
bells on if I were Pickens, saying, get me the ball 15 times, we're going to shock the world, all that
I'm
stuff.
I'm back, and I'm going to be the reason why we turn this thing around and we win today.
Like when Randy Moss went to Dallas his rookie year after they passed on him, 3 for 163 or whatever and 3 touchdowns, like, that would be the time for him.
Yeah, he went up to those guys after the game and basically said, come get me. Well, how about you go out there and you put on tape or reason for the Chiefs to go do that?
I got to be honest. Him coming and saying that, I know like players always respect other players' talents. I got to imagine Mahomes is probably looking at that and Kelsey and going like, really? Nah, we're good without you. As good as he is. Anybody in this room or in that room, Donnie, where you are, want to see George Pickens on the Steelers 2025 opening day roster?
No.
I've all season, I've pretty much said that they should look into bringing the guy back, and within the last week or two, I'm on the other side.
I'm with you in that.
I think
take the teacher's pet away from Mike. Take the guy that he's obsessed with away from him so he can stop making excuses for him.
I don't even care about like being punitive for towards Mike anymore with this. I'm kind of on the side of the old school football guy who, yeah, there's a lot of things they could do better where Pickens probably would play better, like having a better quarterback, but that guy ain't walking through the door, and he's more valuable to you as a trade chip at this point, and certainly less of a headache once you trade him than he is currently on this roster.